weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, in his first address to the United Nations General Assembly, has doubled down on his criticisms of North Korea, Iran, and Venezuela. On his favorite social media outlet Tuesday, Mr. Trump expressed anticipation for his big speech. Quote, big day at the United Nations, many good things and some tricky ones happening, he tweeted. Big speech at 10 a.m. Speaking before the gathered world leaders, Mr. Trump emphasized the challenges presented by war, terrorism, and mass migrations.
We meet at a time of both immense promise and great peril. It is entirely up to us whether we lift the world to new heights or let it fall into a valley of disrepair.
Mr. Trump also called on UN member nations to confront Pyongyang over its nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missile programs and block them before the North Korea's military becomes any more formidable.
No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Donald Trump speaking at the UN General Assembly. While in New York, Mr. Trump also held one-on-one meetings with French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and had some working dinners with key Latin American leaders. This is VOA. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi Tuesday pleaded for more time to address the grievances of the Muslim Rohingya. This follows a three-week crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Speaking to the nation, the Nobel laureate said more than Muslims have been impacted by the violence sparked by insurgent attacks on security forces.
We feel deeply for the suffering of all the people who have been caught up in the conflict. Those who have had to flee their homes are many, not just Muslims and Rakhines, but also small minority groups such as the Dine, Maro, Tep, Maramaji, and Hindus, of whose presence most of the world is totally unaware.
Aung San Suu Kyi said her government is committed to the restoration of peace and stability, as well as a verification process of the refugees who have fled.
We are prepared to start the verification process at any time.